After the Bengaluru court ordered to file an FIR against Union Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and others for allegedly extorting money through electoral bonds, NCP, SP, MP Supriya Sule on Monday said that direct questions will be asked to the government in this matter. Speaking to ANI, NCP, SP, leader Supriya Sule said, "It's very painful and shocking for me because she, Nirmala, is a very fine woman who we have worked very closely with. I hope this is not true. When the parliament starts in November, we will be asking questions to the government. I looked at her as a very strong and honest woman who was trying to lead this country, and these allegations are leveled and disappointing." Further, on the Maharashtra seat sharing for the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly elections in the state, she said that the process is on and meetings are being held to bring clarity. The process is on and meetings are being held to bring more clarity. The next 3 or 4 days will bring in more clarity. I am not claiming seats, this is a healthy discussion, NCP, SP, leader Supriya Sule said, reported ANI. On Sunday, Karnataka minister and Congress leader Priyank Kharge slammed Sitharaman over the electoral bonds and accused her of the architecture of the bill. Speaking to ANI, Karnataka minister Priyank Kharge said, "The Supreme Court has already told that the electoral bonds are illegal and unconstitutional. The same has been filed here in Karnataka. There are instances where they have forced companies into quid pro quo and the architect of all this is the finance minister and that's what the complaint has said. The court has upheld the complaint. Let the investigation happen, what are they so scared of?" reported ANI. Meanwhile, Congress MP and advocate Abhishek Manu Singhvi came out heavily against the Bharatiya Janata Party over the FIR filed against Union Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Singhvi said that the BJP's plan had been sinister and that there was a pattern on how the electoral bond had helped a few firms ease their case with the Enforcement Directorate, ED, or get out of custody. He also demanded the resignation of Sitharaman. "BJP's plan had been sinister, including the finance minister, especially since this FIR has unmasked the true nature of the BJP. The pattern had been that when was the electoral bond taken and how much amount was taken, and then how many times ED knocked on their doors before buying the bonds and after the electoral bond was brought, then either their cases against them were slowed or they were released from custody. One firm also bought 500 crore worth of electoral bonds as well," he said, reported ANI, with inputs from ANI.